Hi, Michael.
Hello,
Michael.
Yes.
My name is Chris.
Yes.
I'm from Miles, from Capital. We do finances to businesses.
Okay.
I know that you have looked at funding in the past. I'm looking to do is give you better options. As of right now, do you have any loans or any advances at the moment?
Yes, I do.
Where are the balances?
I do.
Where are the balances and who do you have the loans with?
Well, I mean, what are you offering? What kind of loan are you offering first?
We offer business loans.
Okay. Are they monthly? Are they interest rates?
We have the lowest rates in terms, and we have weekly, monthly, annual payments as well.
I don't know, seems like it'd be hard to.
Okay. So how much are the balance that you have right now and with who? I mean, we can actually pay those.
On the high end.
Mm-hmm.
What?
We can actually, like, with us, we can actually pay those loans and still you will still have money left for you to invest on your business, sir.
Okay. Right. So on the high end would be $100,000, $140,000, that's the high end with interest. But if I do get a consolidation loan, I'm going to negotiate their high interest, because they're MCAs, they're high interest. So I'm negotiating with them. I didn't go with a debt settlement company. I'm handling myself.
Okay, no problem. I mean,
so I would negotiate a cheaper payoff amount. And
okay.
Then if you do approve the loan, you guys can cut the check directly to them. It doesn't matter to me one way or the other.
Okay.
I just want to consolidate those MCAs because of the high payments, high interest.
Okay. So, well, I mean, you can go ahead and always, I can go ahead and send you this application. It will take you just a few minutes so you can at least, we can at least put your numbers in it to see if you like the offers that we have right now with you, if you like. How much are you making on a month revenue?
35 to 40.
Okay, what do you guys do over there?
What is that?
What do you guys do over there? Like what industry type?
What do I do?
Yes.
I'm in construction. I do drywall and painting.
Okay, awesome. How long have you been in business?
40 years.
Do you have any partners, or is it just you?
Just me, sole owner. It's a corporation. I incorporated in 2007, but I've been in business for 40 years.
Okay, perfect. If I were able to get you a capital at the best rate in term, how much would you need?
140 minimum.
Okay, and what would you use it for?
But it could go lower depending. Consolidation,
okay.
MCAs.
And how soon will you need the money?
What is that?
How soon do you need the money?
How soon?
Yes.
I don't know. I have it's not that much of a rush right now. I negotiated new payment terms that will give me some breathing room. You know, the reason I took on the MCAs was to open a towing company. But the way they're structured, it became overwhelming to pay them. So I just negotiated lower terms with them until I can get hopefully a consolidation loan or the business, the towing business takes off, because I'm starting to advertise starting Monday. So that should bring in a huge revenue source.
Okay, I understand. Okay, so at this moment, what I'm going to go ahead and
we're talking about a distant home. So, yeah.
Okay, so at this moment, what I'm going to go ahead and do, I'm going to send you the application right now to the email that I have here is kanaka721@yahoo.com.
That's not my address anymore.
And what will be the correct
it's
email?
It's the same thing, 721A@gmail.com.
So that will be, is the same thing?
It's just Kanaka 721. No. It's the same thing, except it's got A after the 721, and it's at Gmail instead of Yahoo.
So it would be kanaka721a@gmail.com.
Correct. I can text it to you if you want. Is this a landline or is it textable?
No, it's not textable. It's like an automatic system that we have. Right now, I have it now. I'm just going to have to fix it right quick. Okay, so right now at this moment I'm sending you the application, so you will be receiving an email by the name of Christian christian@milestonecapitalfunded.com.
Okay.
Let me go ahead. Let me know whenever you have.
Can you also send me a number you're reachable with?
Sure.
Can you also send me a number I could get a hold of you with? Because I know this number is not a good number.
Yes. Like right now, I send you the email. Just my email. Yes, you can text.
Yeah.
You can write to me, and I can go ahead and give you a call if you have any doubts. Right now and there,
yeah.
There's gonna be, when you open the email, there's gonna be a link where it says click here for you to go ahead and drop the 4 months of bank statements there, so we can go ahead and have the offer and underwriter give you the best offers that we have right now.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
All right. So you received the email, right?
Okay. Yeah, I got it. I may not be able to work on it this morning. I'm doing billing this morning. I've been working on it from yesterday. And I got to get this thing completed. And once I get that done, I'll follow up on your email. So if you're on Eastern time, we'll probably be addressing it tomorrow.
All right. No problem. We'll be waiting for those bank things. Okay. Remember, the
like I said, I'm not in a big... I'm...
Go ahead. I'm here.
So I want to get this done as soon as possible, but I'm not in a super hurry. I need to, make sure my business operates in the meantime. So I have to work on receivables and what have you,
Yeah, like I said, those bank statements is just for us. It's for us to work on your offers. Then after that, you will decide if the best options that we give you. That's just for us to go ahead and give you numbers, sir.
So just right, I understand that. But understand too that in August, when everything was going haywire, my bank kept messing up. So the August statement is going to be all messed up. So I had to put a freeze on my account because they kept making mistakes all the time and overdrafting my account. But so the August statement is not going to be indicative of what I actually did in August because I had to divert the funds in the meantime. But anyhow, when you look at the statement, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay, no problem.
They overdrafted my account. They did all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Okay, I understand. Well, we'll be waiting for those bank statements to see what we can go ahead and do for you and work with you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so I wish you have a wonderful day today. And remember, the quicker you go ahead and have those statements in it, the quicker we can go ahead and give you a number so you can go ahead and see the options that we're giving you, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, have a nice day, sir.
You too.